You're listening to SBS News.
The public display of the Nazi swastika is now a criminal offence in Victoria. The symbol, known as the Hakenkreuz, was used by Adolf Hitler's Nazi party in Germany in the early 20th century. Today, it's become the most commonly recognised icon of anti-Semitism, white supremacism and hate. In passing legislation outlawing the symbol, Victoria's Attorney General Jacqueline Symes told the state's parliament it has no place in Australian society.
With this bill, we are sending a clear message of inclusiveness, tolerance, and peace. And we're also making history in Australia. We are immensely proud of this landmark legislation to ban the public display of the Nazi hate symbol, the Hakenkreuz. We know that this is a symbol of anti-Semitism, hate, and division. The message it sends is incredibly harmful and damaging to our whole community, and in particular, our Jewish community. This type of harm is completely unacceptable in a society that is proudly democratic, diverse, multicultural and multi-faith.
The new laws come in response to a rise in neo-Nazi and far-right extremist activity in recent years. Victoria is the first state in Australia to ban the icon, but similar legislation is in transit in Tasmania, Queensland, South Australia and, as of this week, New South Wales. Victoria's Summary Offences Amendment Nazi Symbol Prohibition Bill makes it a criminal offence for people to intentionally display the Nazi symbol or to fail to comply with a police directive to remove one. Attorney General Jacqueline Symes says those who break this law face fines of up to $22,000 or 12 months in prison, or both.
In terms of the details of the offence, it's pretty straightforward. It'll create an offence within the Summary Offences Act, which prohibits a person from intentionally displaying a Nazi symbol in a public space if the person knows or reasonably ought to know that the Nazi symbol is a symbol associated with Nazi ideology. Specifically, the Hakenkreuz will be prohibited, or a symbol that very, very closely resembles it.
The Victorian government introduced the legislation in May, but has brought forward its passage after Jewish groups were targeted following the announcement foreshadowing the ban. Davir Abramovich is chair of the Anti-Defamation Commission, which is dedicated to fighting anti-Semitism, Holocaust denial and bigotry. His organisation has campaigned for such laws for the past 5 years, and he was present in the Victorian Parliament when the legislation was passed.
We made a very compelling and convincing case to the government that a democracy is not just about the rights that we have, it's also about what we're willing to tolerate. And this decision honours the memory of the 6 million Jews and millions of others that were murdered by the Nazis, but also the Holocaust survivors who made their home here, and of course the diggers who gave their lives to vanquish the Third Reich. So I applaud the government and the opposition and every member of parliament who took the high moral road and voted for this bill.
Melbourne is home to the largest population of Holocaust survivors outside of Israel. Australian Jewish groups say they've seen a surge in the use of Nazi symbols by white supremacist and other extremist groups, particularly since the COVID-19 pandemic. Davir Abramovich says the symbol can cause deep hurt and harm to Jewish people.
It first of all represents the final solution. That is the extermination of 6 million Jews in the gas chambers, in open fields. It represents the desire by the Third Reich to eliminate every single Jewish person on earth. There is no more pure evil symbol than the Nazi swastika. And for a Jewish person, whether it is a Holocaust survivor or their children or their grandchildren, being confronted with this emblem of absolute evil is as threatening as being confronted by a gun.
But for other faith and cultural groups, the swastika symbol has an entirely different and polar opposite meaning. Prior to being appropriated by the Nazis, the swastika was common in some Asian communities as an ancient symbol of prosperity, peace and good luck. Victoria's laws and those in other states will exempt some, including Hindu, Buddhist and Jain communities, from using the sign. National Vice President of the Hindu Council Council of Australia, Sarinda Jain, has welcomed the exemption, saying it would liberate a symbol that is sacred to his and other communities.
Our swastika has been in an indoor prison because when we display it, people misunderstand it to be a Nazi hate symbol, Hakenkreuz, or a hooked cross. This bill makes a clear distinction between the two. It does the right thing by banning the hate symbol, and it does the right thing by exempting sacred symbols used by Hindus, Buddhists and Jains.
Victoria's laws also include provisions for educating the community about the religious and cultural background of the swastika. Sarinda Jain says he hopes it will teach people to recognise the difference between the traditional Hindu swastika and the Nazi Hakenkreuz, which is typically tilted to the right on a 45-degree angle. He says the misappropriation of the symbol by the Nazis has been difficult for his community to bear.
Awful that this symbol was misappropriated and evil forces try to take control of this symbol, and that's why this symbol has stayed indoor for so long. With this law and accompanied education, people will be able to see the difference that this symbol represents peace and prosperity and is not a railing point for hate.
The law also provides an exemption for educational, scientific and historic purposes, such as in classrooms and museums. The Melbourne Holocaust Museum is one such organisation that has many examples of the Nazi swastika on display, including in copies of Mein Kampf and on postage stamps and official documents of the Nazi regime. The museum's manager of collections and research, Anna Hirsch, says the new laws are a good opportunity to get more Nazi memorabilia out of circulation.
If people have these historical items that have a connection to Nazism and the Second World War, we would much prefer to see that they were removed from commercial circulation and private collectors and into the public realm, like the Melbourne Holocaust Museum. This way, these items can be properly presented within their historical context and be used for educational purposes.
The Victorian laws will come into effect in 6 months' time. Claire Slattery, SBS News.